The Bar Mitzvin, only a man that has mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, he has this inyan of paying kaifer. But Ishaloi, maybe Isha doesn't have a chiyah to pay back a kaifer. Kamash will know they have a chiyah of kaifer also. Maybe only over here by kaifer, since in the neshama somebody was killed. That's what the terrorists saw makbid. But the first two cases may be nishas potter from. Therefore, I need these three limudim to say that the old lavim, whether it's a lav of stam, a punishment of a malchus, whether it's an inyan of a misa, whether it's an inyan of zigzela of dinim mamonis, the nishas bechlal all these inyan. That's the cloud by every loisa say, anishas bechla o loisa say. The only ptur they have is, by mitzvah sasei shazman geroma, then either we learn it out from tefillin, or else we learn it out from mitzvah riya, from oil regal, it says the chrucha, that only anish, only a menachayiv, and nashim apotah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah. You're holding the aflamet heyam at base, really. Just again, just chazah, this last gemara we just had again was the cloud is, that by mitzvah loisa say, we say Noshima have a chiyuv. They have to watch themselves not to be overloyed, I say. So Mora says, how do we know this? So Mora brought down three different inyonim. First of all, it said, Isha Isha ki yasu mikol chates odom, that Ishva kosev Isha l'cholenshim shavateira, that a punishment an Isha also receives, therefore she also has to bring a chates. So really that's the proof alone that an Isha is b'chlal all the lavim. Because for lav we know we receive malchus. So Anisha is the chlal, the punishment, therefore she has to watch herself not to do a lav. Then we had the very Beleza learned, Boshad Asher Tosum Lefneim. This is like a new Indian. This is not Magayat HaWa Gemara. Samit lets us know that in the parsha of Dinim applies to Anisha also. That Ishva Kosev Isha Lish the Chol Dinim Sheva Torah. All Dinim Omnis, whether you steal or rob from her, she rob from other people, Anisha has the same halacha like a man. Since it's not Magayat HaLaisa, say, this is Tom telling us. Then the third halacha we had was the Bechizki learned that the Potter says, Vehemish Ish Ish by Isha, says there somebody sure kills a man or kills an Isha, so the Baal HaShor, the Baal HaShor has to pay Kaifa, and the Shor we kill. But I call upon him, it says Ish by Isha, that's a third lima that Hishva Kosev Isha Liish. Lechol Misa Shevatera. Anything to do with killing somebody, just like you kill a man, the same halacha applies if you kill an Isha. So these are the three in Yonah the Torah says an Isha is like a man. The Gemara just said we need all three of them. The first one is for Kapora. I would have thought to say a Torah Rachmonisano that she should receive a Kapora. But maybe by Dinim Momnis, maybe it doesn't apply to an Isha. Then the Gemara says no, we need the Pasuk because the Gemara says it would have just said by Dinim, I would have thought to say Mishum Chiyusa. Like Chiyusa is a pshat that keeps them alive. Like otherwise people will steal and rob from an Isha, they won't be able to manage. That's what the Mechlachi is. But maybe Kaifa not. Then we say what last halacha is. It would have just said the last case, Mishum Deika Ibn Neshama. Over there, if you kill a lady, so Gefart, you took away Neshama. Therefore, Chasra Chamon Allah. Therefore, the Torah says, if you kill an Isha, you chayiv also, because you took away Neshama. Avul Hanach Tati Emeloi Tzricha. But maybe the first two in Yonim, that say an Isha is the cloud of punishments, or an Isha is the cloud of demon, and maybe I would not say it. So Kamash Vlo no, and Isha's Bechlau, all these halachas. Then the Mishnah says, Chutz mi bal takev o bal tashkes. These two laws do not apply. A third law also the Mishnah says, bal tatam o lemeitim, that an Isha that's a bas koyin, she does not have the law not to become tamei. And every Isha does not have the law of cutting off a peis, or else of shaving off a beard. So Gemara says, Bishleim about the tam alameisim. I understand how the Mishnah knows to say that a bas koyin is allowed to touch a mace. Because the pasuk says emor el hakohanim bnei Aaron. This is the pasuk about the tam alameisim. So it starts off with bnei Aaron. So idashin bnei Aaron v'loy bnei Aaron. This is the pasuk of tumas mace that a koyin cannot touch a mace. The pasuk says clearly, "Davro b'nei Aaron." It's only b'nei Aaron and not b'nei Aaron. It says, "Yematlei and lenefesh leyatama b'yamov." So therefore, we dashen only b'nei Aaron has this love and not b'nei Aaron. Elo bal takev bal tashkes minolin. How do we know that an isha has no love to shave off a peis or to use a razor on a beard? How do we know this? So Gemara says the chsid, because the pasuk says leisakifu pasro sheichem. That's like one love. Not to shave off your peis. And you cannot destroy your beard. So we dash it like this. Kol sheyeshne b'hashchosa, whoever is bechlal the love not to destroy their beard, a man, is yeshne b'hakofa. He has also the love not to shave off his payas. But v'hani noshi, but ladies, ho yuvlo yisnayu b'hashchosa, since they're not bechlal this love of using a razor, destroying their beard, therefore lesnayu b'hakofa, they're also not bechlal the love of cutting off their payas. Even though payas of chura should apply to an isha, she also has payas. But no, we said the Torah give a hekish of the beard to the payas. So since an isha is not bechlal the love of shaving off her beard, she is not bechlal the love of cutting off her payas. Now the Gemara is the kasha. Uminolon the lo yisnayu b'yashkosa. How do we know to say? Or the Murphy's goes behind the noshi hoyv lesnayu b'yashkosa lesnayu b'akofa. Since an isha is not bechlal the love of shaving off her beard, she is not bechlal the love of cutting off her payas. Now the question is, uminolon de lo yisnayu b'yashchosa. How do we know this? How do we know an isha is not bechlal the love of not to destroy her beard? Let's say she has a beard. How do we know that she doesn't have a love? Samara says, ibo yisayim asvara. If you want, I can tell you a svara. To lo yislu zokein, because posture, most ladies do not have a beard. So since they do not have a beard, therefore that's a svar when the Torah said not to shave off your beard, the Torah was not talking to a wife, to a lady. The boy is saying, another pshat I tell you, kru, no, we need a posik. Faisal need a posik, because what's going to be, Luyitsu Yanisha does have a beard. So good, the first of all, the svar, it could be, or still apply. Since most ladies do not have a beard, it's a svar, the Torah did not apply the law there. But still, the boy is saying, we need a kru, a posik. Because the svara is not 100% good, because what's going to be if an isha does have a beard? What's going to be then? So therefore we need a pasuk. That the Yom HaKroah, the pasuk says like this, Loisakifu pas roshechem, do not cut off your payas, for loisashkes es pas the konechem, and do not cut off, destroy the payas of your beard. So now it says pas the konechem here. So now, midishoni krov dibura, since the Torah changed around this lashon, its words, because the imkain, if so, nichta rachmona pas zikonechem. Why doesn't it say the word zikonechem, just like it says by roshechem? Starts off saying, loisakifu pas roshechem. Do not cut off your payas. But then it says, loisashkes es pas zikonecho, like a loshen yochid, to one of you. Why does it change? Why doesn't it say zikonechem? My zikonecho, what does the pasuk say? Loi sashkes es pas zikonecho, so we dash and it means zikonecho for loi zikan ishtecho. It only means to say a man's beard, there's this love not to destroy it, but a lady, even if she has a beard, there's no love for to destroy a beard. That's how we know that she's not bechlal the love of bal tashkes, and therefore she's not bechlal the love of cutting off her payas, because the pasuk says whoever's bechlal this is bechlal that. And an isha that's not the chlal hashchasa is not the chlal the law of cutting off a payas. Now the Gemara asks the question, is that true? V'loi. V'atanya would learn like this. Zekan. V'atanya. Zekan isha. Let's say an isha has a beard. V'hasaurus. Or else a saurus means a man doesn't have children. A shehelu sar. Let's say they grew, he grew hair. Harehen kizokin chodebrayim. They have a regular locha like a beard, like anybody else does. So that's what the Brisa says, that if an Isha would have a beard, or if a Saurus, a man that's sterile-like, if he would grow a beard, his beard has the same locha like any other beard. So Chur, my love, doesn't this Brisa mean to say, lihashchosa, that if a lady would have a beard, she would have the love not to destroy her beard, she would not be allowed to use a razor to shave off her beard. So, of course, not like we're saying, not like our Mishnah. Mishnah is saying, Anisha not bechlal the love of Baal Tashkes. So, Gemara says, Omer Abaya, Lehashchosa Lemotis Amrit. No, you cannot say, Pshandis Bryce Riz, that a lady has the love of Ashchosa not to destroy her beard. Why? The Yalif Pas Mibnayaran. Because, of course, we have this Zereshav, we'll learn out, Pas from Bnayaran. That Malahalan, just like by Bnayaran, here in the beginning of Parak Pashas Emor, the Torah also says, it says, La Yikrichu Korcham, Peroisham, or pass the coin of Layigalechu, or be some Yisus of Saratis. It says here also, pass the coin of Layigalechu. It says it by Kahanim. So make an adic very sure of a pass of Bnei Aaron. Malahalan, just like by Bnei Aaron here, Noshim Pturus, because the Avmeter is, the Pasuk starts off, Emor El Kahanim, Bnei Aaron. So this Pasha of Emor is only talking about the Bnei Aaron, and not the Bnei Aaron. And in this Pasha right away it says this lav of Upasakonim Laigalechu. So it comes out here, this lav, not to destroy your beard, does not apply to a Bas Kohen. So if so, Afkan, the same way that it says in Vayikra, you test the Pasha Tashar Noshim, or the Tashar Yisrael, Afkan Noshim Pturais. That Anisha is also potter from the lav of shaving off a beard. So the kids are learning out from Pas, because they were shoved here by Bnei Aaron, it means Bnei Aaron and not Bnei Saron. So then by the Pasha of Yisrael also, it only means Bnei Yisrael, not Bnei Yisrael. Now the question is, these Svirlan, if you're going to tell me now, the Chiksiv Bnei Aaron, in the beginning of Pasha's Emor, when it starts off at Emor El HaKohan and Bnei Aaron, if you're going to tell me that the Diyak of Bnei Aaron, Akulin Yonik Siv, that it goes on the whole Pasha, that all these mitzvahs only apply to the men, and not to the Bnei Aaron, if so, Nishtakro Minei, I would not have to have the Gzera Shava. I do not need a limudan of pass from Yisrael to a Kohen. Because I have the taste of the Kal V'chaimah. Let me learn it out from a straight Kal V'chaimah. V'yano Amin, I would say like this. Oma Kahanim, Maduch by the Pasht of Kahanim. Sheri bo behem ha-kosev mitzvah yisayrois. We know the Torah gave a lot of extra mitzvahs to Kahanim that do not apply to a Yisrael. A Kohen can't marry a Gerusha, a Kohen can't be Matam Olamesim, that these inyanim do not apply to Yisrael. So the Torah gave a lot of extra mitzvahs to a Kohanim more than Yisrael. And still you're telling me, Bnei Aaron v'loi Bnei Saroin, that on this lav, not to shave off the beard, only applies to the Bnei Aaron, and not to Bnei Saroin, if so, Yisrael l'kol shechein. I have a Kal V'chaimah that this lav by Yisrael, not to shave off your beard, should also only apply to a man and not to a lady, like it's a Kal V'chaimah. Because Madach by Kohanim, and there it applies a bigger Issa. Still the Torah did not put this Issa upon the ladies, so for sure by regular Yisrael, there should be no Issa upon the ladies. So then, I do not need the Gzera Shava. So Morris says, no, Elav Gzera Shava, if we would not have the Gzera Shava, have a mean I would have thought to say, Hipsa Kenyan. Says, no, there's a Hefsik. That the Torah says Bnei Aaron only means to the first mitzvah of Tumas Meis. That only Bnei Aaron are not allowed to touch a Meis, but Bnei Aaron are allowed to. But the next Isurim that talks about Layikra Chukorcha, there's a hefsek, there's something stopping in between. The Pasuk says, Lo Yitama, Rashi says. So I would have thought to say there's a hefsek to say that Bnei Aaron do not apply to the rest of the mitzvahs. In other words, the rest of the mitzvahs, Layikra Chukorcha Bereshim, or also the Opas, the Kohen of Layig Alechu, I would have thought to say that applies to Anisha also. So therefore, I need the Gzera Shava, pass, to tell me it does not apply to Anisha. So Mara says, no. Hashtanami, now also, if you tell me now that Bnei Aaron is Hitzakinyan, in the Pasha of Kayan, you do not know Anisha's Potom, so Hashtanami, name a Hitzakinyan. Let's say still there's a Hitzakinyan here. And maybe Anisha also has this love of Upasakonim Loyigalechu. Like, how do we know to say even by Bnei Saron, they're potter from this lav? Maybe they're in this lav not to shave off their beard. I, the Imishung Gzera Shava. So then, look, the question is, if they would be Mechuyiv, so why do we need a Gzera Shava pass? I'll tell you, we need it for something else. Look at a Tanya, like the famous Gzera Shava we make. The Pasuk says over here, Loyigalechu. Here it says, Eloshinov Upasakonim Loyigalechu. Says here by the Kohanim, they're not allowed to cut off their beard. So from the word of Yigalechu, Giluach b'misparayim yechayiv, I would have thought to say, what's going to be if a guy uses a scissors to cut off his beard, he should be chayiv. Talmud Leiman, that's why no, we need the pasha before a new test, by Yisro that says, loisashkes, pasakonim. You're not allowed to destroy your beard. So for the Gemara Yochel, if just from that pasuk alone, I would have thought to say, Loktu b'malakit over hitni, if you use a tweezers to pull out your beard, yechayif, maybe you should also be chayif then, because that's called hashchasa. The Torah there says, loistashchus, you're not allowed to destroy. So maybe you're not allowed to destroy even by pulling out with a tweezers. Talmud Leima, that's why we need this pasuk here in Emor that says, Lo Yigalechu, that no, the Yisr is not to cut the beard. So Hakeit said, how do you have both psukim? That Gilu Ashiesh Bo Ashchasa, it has to be both things, is to be over the lav. It has to be true, a Gilu HaKutting, and it also has to be a very, very close cutting, like Ashchas, like you're destroying it. Have Yoyim Zetar, what is that? That's a razor. The mile of a razor cuts, and a razor also does a very good job. That's why Yechai is a razor. But just using the scissors, you'd be mutter to cut your beard with the scissors. Because even though that's called the Giluach, but it's not called Hashchos, it's not called you destroying your beard. So the kids of the Gzeres Shabbat learn out one Pasha from the other Pasha, we need anyway to learn out what exactly is this love, not to destroy the beard. So still we're back to the question, how do we know an Isha though is potter from this love? Maybe if an Isha has a beard, she's also b'chlal this love, not to destroy her beard with a razor. So the Umarin says, no, in Cain, if so, Nichtav Kro, the Torah should just write, Es Shivazik Necha. My pasta konecha. The word pas is extra. It just should have said, Es Shivazik Necha. Doesn't have to use the word pas. So, Shema Amino Tarti. Therefore, since the pasuk used the word opas, Sekonim Lo Yigalechu, it doesn't just say, Es Hashem Zeknecha. But it says, opas Sekonim, it's not the pasuk here in Emma, that's the pasuk in Vayikra Yotet. The other pasuk says, there it says, Lo Yisakif Opas Vashaychim, Lo Yisashkes Es Pas Sekonecha. It just should have said, Lo Yisashkes Es Sekonecha. Why does it have to use the word pas? So the word pas is extra, to teach us just extra Zeir Shava. What's the Gzeir Shava? That we're learning out Yisroel from Aaron, from Kohanim. So what are we learning out? The Echor that comes to teach us that by B'nai Aaron, there's a Ptur, that we make the first drasha of B'nai Aaron, for Lloyd B'nai Aaron on the whole Parsha. And therefore, an Isha is Potter from the Lav, not to shave off a beard. So we know that by Kohanim, therefore we make the Gzeir Shava pass, it applies to Yisroel also. But the Gemara is so, we have heard the time that after the first Brisa said before, Zakanu Isha, if a lady has a beard, or else the Asaurus, and the sterile man also has a beard, Shelu Sarv, they have here, Harei and Kitzchan Chodavrein. It says their beard is like a regular beard. The question is the Mahilchasa. What are we talking about? You're telling me now if an Isha has a beard, she's allowed to destroy it. There's no law not to use a razor on it. So what does the Brisa say that an Isha's beard has a look like a regular beard? It means to come to teach us that has the Tumas Negoyim, that we are special simonim of a nega for Mokam Sar. So therefore, it's come to teach us that if an Isha has a beard, so by a beard, if she has a simon of a nega there, she becomes Tomei if she has a simonim that she's supposed to have by your beard, which is a Sar Tzohov. If you have like golden hair there, that's the simon to the Matamiyu. You don't need a special brisa for that. The pasuk says clearly. The pasuk says the ish oy isha ki yavoy nega b'roshem oy v'zaken. The pasuk says clearly, a man or a lady, if they have a nega on their head or on their beard, so it says clearly an isha has a nega by a beard. So Mar says no. Eloma mazutra letiris negoyim. That's what the brisa means to say, that an isha has the same halacha, means that if she became tamei, the din of tyra, as the Torah says, applies to an isha also. She could also become tor. Like she has to have the same din of regular mitzvahs, but take a lachas at tzipurim. She has to take a haircut and she has to bring the two birds. So Maris Takasha also, from the Gemara, tyrus negoyim nami pshita. Of course, she has this tyra. Kiva and the bas tamei. Since you're telling me now an Isha has the Tumas Nega, Vas Torahi. For sure she becomes Torah. Like otherwise, what's going to be with her? If the Torah gives her the Tumah, for sure that she has the passion to become Torah also. So Gemara says, no, Itzrich, still I need a Braisa. Because Salka Taita Chaminah, I would have thought to say, let's start in Siv. When the Apostle says, Isha Isha, Ki Yiya Boy Nega Baroisha, Mizokin, it depends. I would have thought like this. It's let's start him on sides. Ki Yiya Boy Nega Baroisha, I would have thought to say, "Ksiv ish or isha kiya by nega barosh." I bezokin. Harder also liish. In other words, the nega barosh that applies to an isha. When the pasuk says "I bezokin" in the beard, I would have thought to say, "Harder also liish." Maybe it's only going back to a man. Kamash malon. That's what the brayse has to teach me, not like that. The brayse teaches us how to learn the pasuk in chumash.
that the ish a ishik here by nega applies truly that an isha has a din nega even in a zokin. If she would have a beard and one of the it turns gold, the colors of the beard turns gold, she would have a tumas nega. So, kids, this is how we know Sharnal Misha that isha is not in the chlal, the lava of not to destroy her beard, because we met the zereshava pass from Kana. East verses like the east siton east learned like this. Af about yikrichu noshim pturis. Even from the lava, not to make yourself bald, lava is la yikrichu korcha b'roshim. Look, if somebody is mace and you're feeling bad, there's a lava you're not allowed to pull out here because you feel so bad you want to pull out here. That's a lava tera. You're not allowed to make yourself bald, even pulling out one here you're chayiv. So Isi learns that this lava does not apply to an isha. My time with Isi, what is Isi hold this? Because Dora Shoki Dash is like this. The pasuk says in Devarim, Bonim Atem Lashem Olakechem. We are children to Hashem. Lois is going to do. Don't scratch yourself. Lois is seeing Mekorcho Benenechem Lameis. And don't make yourself bald between your eyes because of a mace. Ki Am Kodesh At Lashem Olakecho. Because you're an Am Kodesh, don't do this. So Isi says with Darshin, when the pasuk says, Bonim Atem, Bonim V'loi Bonis Lekorcho. That ladies, children, daughters, do not have this lav not to make themselves bald over a mace. So Gemara says, "I tell you, you're telling me lekorcha for bald. Oh, yeah, you well legedida. Maybe dashing that pasuk and voice is going to do because they also lav not to scratch yourself applies to, does not apply to Anisha. So he says, no. Kishuaymu when the pasuk says ki am kodesh atel Hashem lekecha that you're an am kodesh to Hashem that applies mashma the whole klai Yisrael is called an am kodesh is harei gedido amar. For that we see it applies gedida scratching yourself. If so, Huamani, Mekayim, Bonim, V'loi Bonus, how do we make this drush of Bonim and not Bonus? That's Lekorcha that comes to teach us for the bald spot, Lekorcha, that does not apply to an Isha. So now the question is, my Rayas, how do you know to say this? Leravis, that's a Gedida. You're telling me now when the Torah says in this Pasuk, Lois is going to do, don't scratch yourself for a mace, that applies even to an Isha. When the Pasuk says, Lois is seen Mekorcha, don't make yourself bald, that you're saying, Lohitzi yasa korcha. You're taking off a korcha as potter. So how do we know to say this? So Gemara says, yes, this is the Svara. Mar bani yasa gedida, I'll include to say the gedida is crashing yourself. Applies even to an isha. She yeshna b'mokam asar. Vishle b'mokam asar. Because scratching yourself applies to any part of your body. Whether it's on your head, whether it's on your shoulders, on your feet. Any place, any part of the body. If you have a mace, you're not allowed to be so angry like to scratch yourself. To make a cut in your body. So since it applies all over your body, it's a svar that applies to an isha also. But I will say an isha is potter, she does not have this lav, not to pull out of here, shein vela b'mokam sar, because it only applies in a few places. It's only b'mokam the sar. So since that isha is smaller like, therefore it does not apply to an isha. For the Gemara, no, the yema, why don't you say, it's still a kasha an isha, the yema, why don't I say that bonim v'loi bonos, bein l'korcha bein l'gdida. Maybe no, the pasuk means only b'nei, children, men, have this issa not to make themselves bald or to scratch themselves. But maybe an isha is potter by both. Ah, if so, v'chik kosra, when the pasuk says, ki am kodesh atel Hashem lekechem, that you're an am kodesh, maybe the sritu d'chziv, maybe that goes on the lav of sritu, another lav, not allowed to scratch yourself. Like it says here in Emor, u'v'sorom lo yisru tu sarotos, you can't make a scratching on your body. We'll soon see what the difference is. The Havamina is that Sarita is biyad, and Gedid is with a cleave with a knife. So maybe, if you use a knife, that applies to an ish also. But she only scratches herself with her hand, without a knife, maybe that does not apply to an isha. That is easy enough to say, even a Gedid with a knife, also she's potter. Sumar says, Kesavar Isi holds, Sarita Gedid,